Not the way you wanted to end the regular season. It was already going to be a tough hill to climb to go to West Bloomfield and have to deal with a very good Lakers team. But 28-0 is always a tough pill to swallow to end the regular season and then go into the playoffs on a loss like that. What was working against you guys this past Friday?
Yeah, you know, it's I think there's two sides to the story, or two sides to the tale, right? If you're absolutely right, 28-0 loss, any loss going into the playoffs is not how you want to go into it. You know, it shakes your confidence a little bit and puts that bad taste in your mouth. But at the same time, you know, we try to come away with it with some positives. And, you know, the one real positive is that I think we proved that for a long period of time, we can really play with anybody. You know, that game was 7-0 with 7.5 minutes left, and our defense was playing really well. Offense absolutely was struggling a bit because their defense is just really that good. And then when you look, you know, back at it, it was literally 22 seconds, and it went from 7-0 to 21-0. You know, we hold them to a missed field goal, but we roughed the holder, and then two plays later they score, and then on the kick return we've got a block in the back which pushes us back near the 15-yard line, and that first down we snap the ball and it hits the guy in the foot that's going in motion, and they recover, and again two plays later they're in the end zone, and it's like, holy cow, we're just in this thing fighting our tails off, and it's out of hands now. So you know, we're frustrated with those mistakes and letting it get out of hand, but also really proud of how our kids played for the first three quarters and three quarters and a half of that final quarter. So, you know, we're going to try to take that into the playoffs and use that and use what we learned in the two losses to two great teams this year and try to make a run at this thing the best we can.
When you talk about making a run at a district championship, you guys are going into a very crowded field of great teams. And it starts this Friday when you guys travel to Grand Blanc. What have you seen from them so far, and what kind of challenges do the Bearcats pose?
You know, they pose a number of challenges. Number one, they're very athletic at the skill positions, a lot like, you know, a West Bloomfield. Maybe their kids don't have the stars next to their names or the recruiting profile that the West Bloomfield kids do, but man, they're as talented, and they might have more of them, you know, on the field at one time than we saw last week. So that's going to be a challenge for us. You know, I think their offense and defensive lines have good size, and the biggest thing is they're confident. You know, they're a confident group right now. They've had a great season, and I know they're really trying to turn that corner. And think that this is the year they're going to do it. So also playing up there, you know, that poses a challenge and being on the road, but we're excited about it. You know, we've had some good games with Grand Blanc over the years in the early playoff rounds, and we're excited to go up there and have the opportunity to play in the playoffs.
A few weeks ago, you were hoping that maybe a home game in the playoffs was in your future. But knowing what's in front of you with all these teams that are in your district, it's really looking like probably the toughest district in all of the state. You know, what's it like to know that you guys get that first test on the road and have an opportunity to come away with something really big if you're able to come out with a victory?
Yeah, you know, I do think it's one of the I think there's a number of districts out there that look really tough. You know, there's one to the west of us, and there's one south of us, and there's a number of them that do look tough, but I agree. I think ours is a really challenging district with a number of great teams and programs in it, and I think that's evident when you look down it and, you know, you see who the 5 and 6 and 7 seeds are, and even the 8, that they're all programs that play well and are well coached. So it's going to be a challenge to get through, but like everyone else, we're excited about that challenge. And the thing that we've learned about the playoffs over the year is, you know, you just need to have a team that gets hot in the playoffs, and you see it every year. And we hope that we've got that potential. Like I said earlier, we're excited to go up to Grand Blanc and be at their place. Sure, we'd love to have a home game for our community and for our fans, but when it comes to the playoffs, man, it's a great opportunity to go play and challenge yourself.
We've spoken a few times about you looking to get more production out of your offense. What has really been that one missing spark for you guys offensively, and how do you find it on the road this week?
You know, I think when you look at our scores and you look at our schedule and the body of work over the season, you know, yeah, our offense has struggled a little bit. I think that struggle also comes at the hands of two really good defenses. They're as good as anybody in the state in Clarkston and West Bloomfield. And we feel like we've learned from watching those films and studying those films and have gained experience as players of how to play the game the way that it needs to be played on that side of the ball to be successful. You know, I don't think it's any secret that we've got to continue to do a better job this year of moving the ball around to different kids in different positions. And we've got to do a better job of throwing the ball. We've got to be able to pass the ball to get people off of us.
With all that you've been through this year and knowing that it was just a couple of mistakes against Clarkston and a couple of mistakes against West Bloomfield that kept you guys from putting up more points on the board and potentially coming away with victories in those games, what has been your message to your guys this week as a new season begins?
Yeah, you know, our motto for the year that we set back in January was win the moment. And we set that intentionally because we knew that with the schedule that we had in front of us, you know, even before the pandemic, we knew our schedule was going to be a challenge with a young team, an inexperienced team, and the competition that we were going to play, you know, opening with Dakota and finishing the season with Eisenhower, two of the top MAC teams, and then the schedule we see in the OAA Red. We knew that we were going to have to really live and win each moment. And if we didn't win that moment, we're going to have to refocus and win the next moment right in front of us. So that's been a big conversation piece for us all the way back to January. And I think it still really fits in well with this district that we're in and the playoff matchup that we have in the first round with Grand Blanc of winning the moment that's in front of us and not looking too far ahead, not looking at the second quarter or the third quarter or the fourth quarter, but staying in that moment and playing the play that's in front of us.
What would it be like to get that moment this Friday night on the road against Grand Blanc and get that first W in the districts out of the way?
Oh, it'd be awesome. It'd make up for a lot of frustration that, you know, we've had during the year of those two tough losses. It would start to make up for that for sure, and something that we're really looking forward to.
He is John Blackstock, the head football coach at Lake Orion. The Dragons are 3-2 heading into their matchup this Friday against the 5-1 Grand Blanc Bearcats. Coach Blackstock, thank you so much for making the time this week. Best of luck to you and the guys this Friday.
Thanks, Duff. I appreciate it, man.